Good morning and praise the Lord. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. How are you this morning? Well, I'm doing fine. I just thank God that I'm able to awaken and to get up, and I look forward to these times with all of you, our prayer partners or intercessors. I trust that you had a wonderful time of fellowship and worship on yesterday. It's Monday, August the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2013, and thank you for joining us. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have this grand opportunity of being your host and prayer partner for the next 28 minutes or something like that. I am so thrilled at your commitment and your faithfulness to this prayer program. And I'm excited about what God is doing with it and in it and through it, because it's an adventure that we don't know, certainly I don't, where it's going. I know that He is leading, and I'm willing to follow, and I believe you are too, follow Him wherever He goes. But it is touching many lives, and it's touching my own life in a major, major way, and I'm watching shifts, divine shifts in the spiritual atmosphere as we continue this adventure in prayer. Once again, I want to thank you for joining us. I'm thrilled as I notice that there are some that minutes before the program begins, as I watch the countdown, I see the switchboard lighting up and you're coming on. And that speaks of real desire and commitment. And I thank you for that. That encourages me as I do the hands-on work on this end of things. Once again, you're on Global Time with Jesus Christ, and today's theme is a simple one, and we've been doing the I Am series. In other words, every day we seek to meditate on a particular portion of Scripture as it relates to and reveals the heart and nature of our Father. And Christ Himself. And in Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 24, there's a profound statement that God makes there through the prophet Jeremiah. It's recorded for us in the 9th chapter and the 24th verse. And it reads this way: "But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight." What he's saying is that I am God. I want you to understand and know me. And we consider that an adventure. That's an eternal adventure, because He is so magnificent, so amazing, that we cannot learn of Him in His full extent in one lifetime. Time does not suffice. It's eternal. But certainly, we must begin now and enjoy the eternal, even now, by entering into that adventure. So today's I Am is, I'm God. I want you to understand and know me. That's profound. So if you would meditate on that all day long, you will actually see His footsteps, His footprints. You'll actually see the signals as His hand moves through every situation on this day. Well, we always would like to begin with a prayer, a praise report. And if you have a praise report, you should share that with us. Please be generous. Don't keep it to yourself. A report of God's goodness, God's mercy. Yeah, share that with us. Encourage our hearts. And, of course, it encourages your own heart, and it sends a signal to the adversary that who we worship Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord and King, Him and Him alone. And so we come to these sessions bringing ourselves, presenting ourselves. That's first, because of the relationship. And then secondly, we bring petitions, intercessions, and prayers, and so on. But if you have a praise report, please share it with us. And of course, if you have a prayer request, we welcome that. But the praise report that I have concerns the deliverance, safety, and preservation of individuals who are part of our prayer partner team or intercessory team that were in an auto accident on Friday evening, and were preserved completely, bodily preserved from the injury or harm of any kind. And that's worth sharing, in the sense that they experience the firsthand deliverance of God. They experience the ministry of protection that comes from God. And God never promised that we won't be in situations. He said, we'll bring you through. I'll bring you through. He says, when the enemy comes in, when the enemy comes in, and there's a way to understand and read that scripture. It says, when the enemy comes in, many reading it go on to say, like a flood, and then they want to hear or say what God says. No, what God says is, when the enemy comes in, then you could almost put a period there. It says, like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard. Like a flood. Spirit of God moves upon the face of the deep, broods over it for creative purposes. So we thank God for preserving these ladies. As they went about their business, their time was shifted just a little bit in terms they went to the emergency room to be checked out and all of that, but they were not in any harm. The vehicle they were occupying was, it was from what I'm told, a disaster. So that's our praise report, or that's mine anyway. I mean, I'm rejoicing in that, because it proves the power of Him that we serve. It really proves that. So hopefully that strengthens your faith and your resolve to serve God, to serve Him, because He wants to be understood and He wants us to know Him. Paul said, I want to know Him in the power of His death and resurrection. And because He lives, we live. We live as well. So God bless all of you, and we thank God for preservation of life and body from harm. In Jesus' name. I trust that you could say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And we also praise God for the deliverance of Michelle Lewis from the hospital. She's home. She's still getting some treatment, and we're believing God for her complete recovery. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. I just feel the pull of the Lord for us to enter in, and we want to really go in with our whole hearts. Our whole hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Our whole hearts.
Request.
Okay. Voice it. Voice it, please.
Praise the Lord. My brother, his name is Sam. He confessed really to be a Muslim, but I'm believing God for his salvation. But he's a very bad diabetic, and his legs swell, so they want to do surgery. So his name is Sam. He's supposed to have surgery the 15th of this month.
Okay. And he claims to be a Muslim.
Yeah, but I know better. Praise God.
Well, as we've prayed for many days the last few weeks while Muslims celebrated Ramadan, we prayed for them. We understand that God loves Muslims. He loves because he created everyone, and he loves them, and Christ died to redeem them as well. They're his sheep, however lost sheep, but they're his sheep. And so for every last one of them, we are claiming God's divine intervention and light. And in this particular case with Sam, we want to bring that to bear there. So let us pray. Father, first of all, we come to you into your courts with praise and with thanksgiving. We thank you for who you are. Even in these moments, we realize that you are our fountain of life. You are our help. You are our source. So we come to you, Lord, and we want to make sure that we are in right standing, that our hearts are clean. So we confess every sin, known and unknown, right now. We come before your righteousness and our own merits, our own goodness, as we may call it, does not suffice. We ask that the righteousness of Christ, that we be clothed in his righteousness as we come into your sanctuary, as we come into your court, that you're able to see the covering that we are appropriating right now. We are reckoning ourselves dead with him, and because he lives, we live. We're alive. So we thank you, Lord. Forgive us. Cleanse us with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That is the only solvent that works to remove the stains of who we can be without his covering. Thank you, Lord, for that. Now, Father, we come with this petition on behalf of Sam, who doesn't know you as he could and even should. But we pray right now that even this situation right now, this set of circumstances that threatens life and limb, that he would call out to you. He would call out to the unknown God, and that you would answer. You would hear him. You would have mercy on him. And that this would be the beginning of a new relationship and a new man in Christ. Newness, restoration, recovery, deliverance. We speak those over Sam right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask for grace and mercy for him. Remove his sin far away from him so that he sees light, the light of your Son, Jesus Christ. And he would embrace it for a great testimony of transformation and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we pray for the rest of the family that are indeed concerned. We pray for their peace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for that prayer request, for allowing us to share in that. And we must trust God and believe Him, even where we don't see. But if we could see the Lord and recall His promises, by His stripes, Isaiah said, we are healed. In Jesus' name, by His stripes, we are healed. Amen and amen. Praise God. Now, we thank God for this day. It's the beginning of a work week. And we want to abide in the love of God. Abide all of this week in the love of God. And remember, it is He who keeps us and preserves us. Now, I do want to say this quickly. What we are doing is a real threat for the adversary. We're at war. We're not practicing religion. We're doing very sensitive and very particular tasks that the Lord has assigned to us. He guides our prayer, our prayer targets, and our prayer agenda. Because we're in agreement with Him, we're just praying what He already has done in His own heart and mind. He has done these things already. So we're just learning how to track His mind, follow His mind, so that we are on the right track and in agreement with Him. It's the power of agreement that He has given to us, the opportunity to agree, that really, really works. And there are so many of you that are on right now, that we have an awesome facility, tool, and weapon, the power of agreement. He says, if two would touch and agree. Well, there's not two people on here. It's a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Our switchboard is lit up. And I can tell you that is powerful. And that's why I say to you, if you have a prayer request, in fact, you should not in future come without one. And you may not get them all in, or yours in on that day, because there's so many people. However, God is running the show, and you know, you just trust Him. But whatever your prayer request is, we'll agree in the presence of God, and there will be a supernatural, tactical, and strategic shift for God's glory. Not for our glory, for His glory, so that we can rejoice, praise, and testify Him, of Him. That's our worship. That's what He wants. Interesting. So come with a prayer request. Come with praise. We're learning the depths. If God says, my house is a house of prayer, and there must be things that we have to discover and don't know about. He says, my house is a house of prayer. So we're discovering. We're not coming here as experts in prayer. We're coming here as people who are learning and finding out the depths. So I thank God for you, that God would bless you continually. Let's go to God on behalf of all of our listeners around the world right now. Let's do that. There are people that are listening right now that are unable to be live with us because of their location and distance from us. They may be in another nation somewhere. They just have access on the internet and they're listening. And there are those who are going to be listening following this broadcast, because this broadcast is available in minutes after the live session is done. It's available for people to access via the internet. So we're having lots of listens and downloads because of that opportunity. But let us agree right now, those of us that are live right now, let us try to think globally for a moment and think of all the people around the world that are listening and may be listening at a later time. And their own hearts, and they're seeking God. They're listening because they're seeking God. They want to be in touch with God and what God is doing. And because of you being on live, we are stirring the atmosphere and the tides are moving in the direction that the Lord would love for them to move. So let us pray right now. Please join me. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we have. It's a grand and great opportunity. It is so huge that it eludes us. We are not in touch with its scope and its dimensions. We're still learning of this opportunity, how great it is to be involved in communication with you, to hear your voice, and to speak with you. Father, we are learning, and thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for being not only the Father to us and our Father, but our teacher through the Holy Spirit. You're teaching us. And thank you for each person that hears our voice on this program or that is hearing our voice right now. Thank you for each one of them. Thank you for their lives. They're a gift to the earth that you have given, a gift that originated in you. Thank you for them, Lord, that they are more than just bodies, but they're spirits coming out of you for your glory, to do your will, to worship you in the earth, among the nations. So, Father, we ask and decree that the atmosphere around every listener, every participant, is so stirred that the light of heaven comes forth. The light comes forth. There is a breaking through of light, even as it were at creation. You said, let there be light. And we're saying right now, let there be light in the name of Jesus, because he is the Son. He is the Son. The Son light that we need. So bless every participant, every listener, wherever. And Father, you know the desires of their hearts. You know their circumstances right now. Whatever it is, from mere survival to being mission conscious, mission sensitive, whatever the need is, Father, you own the earth and all its contents and all the people in it. We pray that this day, Monday the 12th of August, that it will be a day of breakthrough A breakthrough day. Think of that, saints, a breakthrough day. Not just another day, but it's a breakthrough day. And Father, we decree this thing right now. It would be breakthrough for victory, for salvation, for understanding, for wisdom, for provision, for health. It will be breakthrough, a breakthrough day for your honor and for your glory. Right now, someone is concerned about provision. Just normal provision, food, necessities. Right now, God is sending a word of peace to you right now in the name of Jesus. He says to speak to the storm and say, peace, be still. Quiet the heart and spirit by speaking peace. In the name of Jesus. And miraculously, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, provides in the name of Jesus. He provides because he is provider. In the name of Jesus, we claim provision right now. And there's someone that is really concerned and stressed about their health. The name of Jesus. We send the word of healing and deliverance right now. In Jesus' name, we speak peace to that heart, to that individual right now. In Jesus' name, be made whole. Jesus. Amen. And amen.
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 Amen. Father, we take authority over the atmosphere of our workplace today, of all our affairs. We take authority right now. In the name of Jesus, we command that there would be shifts in the atmosphere that would conform to the will of God only, that every circumstance would bring you glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every circumstance, in the name of Jesus. Well, I'll say to all our partners everywhere, abide in the love of God, even now. Abide in it. Stay in it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stay in the love of God. May God bless you richly on today. May his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace.
Thank you.